Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Saturdays with Jenny.
Well, sitting opposite me, and it's the first time in what, a year, is Nick Hlongo. And welcome back to Kaya FM. And you've been in Germany now, what, for over a year?
Yes, for about a year, actually. Yeah, a year and a couple of days, yeah.
And you are loving every single minute of it, aren't you? I mean, it is just astonishing how much you are doing there.
Yes, actually, I think Berlin has turned out to be one of my favorite cities, actually my number one in Europe, followed by Lisbon. I loved it. But Berlin has been number one in many ways. For instance, the fact that for the first time I was able to publish two books, actually, while in Berlin. But also, I got to understand the city well. Understanding Berlin, you almost understand Europe, you know. So, you know, that fear of going overseas when I was in Berlin, it's like, oh, it's just like Johannesburg. So I loved it.
But you're venturing quite, you know, you're not staying in Berlin the whole time. You go on these fantastic trips as well.
Yes, actually, I did. I went to quite a number of places. I went to Portugal. I stayed, I think, a week there. I was supposed to go to Denmark, for instance. Unfortunately, you know, with the corona thing, it has been difficult. But Poland is just next door. I was there as well. And then Switzerland. I went to Switzerland because I always facilitate short story writing with a school called Gade in Zurich. So almost every year I do that. So, and the greatest thing is that the school is there where our Einstein, graduated.
Yes. Yes.
So every year I go to that school to facilitate writing workshops. And what is good about it is that sometimes you are in the train and you see somebody say, "Hi, Professor, remember me?
How wonderful.
2014. Yeah, I was your student," you know.
Yes.
So it's quite interesting in that way. Yeah.
And I mean, this wonderful thing that you, I've got a couple of other writing friends who also went to Berlin, thanks to the German government, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And have had astonishing experiences there because a lot of the burdens of everyday life are taken away from you.
Yes.
And you are in another place, are not your own resources, but a place rich in history and culture and all of that. But you've got your own apartment. Yes. I see what you're eating, which is quite a lot. but you're walking it off, I think. I mean, you're looking so trim.
Thank you.
and I was worried about you coming home to your house opposite the Shabin.
Yes.
And under that apricot tree. But I see that you did have a party there, but it hasn't set you back too much.
Yeah, I think, the greatest thing about it is that, home is where the stories are born for me, you know. And when I go outside, like for instance, places like Berlin, I write better when I write about South Africa when I'm in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And then so here it's more like a place where I collect stories. And then if I get an opportunity to go outside, that's where I write those stories. And I write them well because I write them with some kind of nostalgia, you know. And I'm not forced to write. Lots of things come when you are away. You think about lots of things. Unlike when you are around, your mind is a little bit shut, you know, when it comes to exploring certain aspects of your city or of your place. So when I'm outside, I think I write better. So that's for me to get these people around me. It works well when I have to write dialogue because it becomes believable. I write about real people and I write about real situations, you know. So that's exactly why what I missed. So I just came back to mine some more stories and then I'll be back soon to Berlin. For instance, I'm going back on the 30th of April. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you still got quite a while here.
Yes, yes.
So when you wrote Paradise in Gaza, which I think is the most extraordinary book.
Thank you.
And we have spoken to you about Paradise in Gaza. Did you write that with a sense of nostalgia? I know that you had Frida Mutwa in your mind.
Yes.
But did you write that with a sense of nostalgia?
Yes. Yes, definitely yes. More especially nostalgia of the past. So that worked well for me. And also, nostalgia about where I come from, South Africa, and also the culture. So lots of things come into my mind when I'm writing, when I'm away, because you don't think of, when I'm here at home, you think of, I need to go back and research again.
Yes.
You know, so it no longer becomes a fiction as such. So when I'm away, I can fictionalize everything and I say, okay, I don't have the luxury of going to the place to refamiliarize myself with. So I need to do, what I need to do now is more like field research. I can no longer do it. Mm-hmm. I have to do desktop research, which is quite easier as well, because I incorporate that with field research that I've done in the past. So the voices of the people that I've lived with or that that I know of in the past, they just come back, you know. So when I was writing that, I did my part of my schooling in Limpopo, for instance. So that was a long time ago, in the 80s. So those voices came back to me, you know, the places, you know, came back to me. So, and also because the time of the book was is set from 78, so those things, you know, are right in a nostalgic being nostalgic of the past. So
no, I think it's a remarkable book. And Joburg Noir, amazing cover. I mean, I don't know who came up with the cover, but yes, it just stands out on the shelves, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. Honestly, even in Berlin, when they sent me the books to Berlin, the book didn't stay with me for 2 hours, for instance. They gave me 6 books. They didn't stay even with me for 2 hours, because when I posted it, everyone started, I like that cover. I just want to have the cover. Because Germans are not that much good when it comes to reading short stories. They don't read short stories, for instance. But with this one, I was surprised. They even ordered more because mostly of the cover. And thanks to the person, the designer, actually.
Look, it's absolutely stunning. And I mean, when I open it, what it is, I mean, you've edited this and you've also contributed to it.
Yes.
And how on earth did you actually choose between people like Fred Kamalo, I was talking to you just a short while ago, about Sifiso Umzobe,
yes,
whose sense of humor is displayed,
yes,
in this wonderful story.
Sifiso Umzobe is one of the greatest, actually, short story writers in South Africa today. And then one of the reasons that I chose him is because I read his work. I love his work from his book, mm-hmm, and also the short stories that he had written, mm-hmm, that were published by Kwela. You know, so I love that. And when we met at the time of the writer in 2019, we talked about, publishing short stories. That's when he sent the publishing short story, because before he used to publish it with, but he used to publish them online. So I said to him, when we are talking, I said, you know, your short stories are so great, mm-hmm, that if you can compile them and, mm-hmm, send them to a publisher so that they can be accessible to people, you know, and then he sent them to Kwela. So I, because I love him, I love his story so much, I even asked him to contribute here. And also Fred, of course, I'm sitting with Fred every time. Fred is always, is one of my most, inspiration. He inspires me every time and motivates me, because every time you are sitting and maybe sharing a drink with him, he always talks about stories that he has written. So he told me about this story. I knew about it first, because before he even showed it to me, mm-hmm, because he taught me about it. I thought, wow, this is a great story. Whenever I do this, I'll definitely have to include that, you know. So it's one of our most prolific, of course, his short stories.
It's got a new book
Coat of Many Colors.
Yes,
is coming out.
Incredible, interesting cover as well. Yeah. But I mean, I'm just looking, and I haven't heard from Yewande Omotoso for a while.
Yes.
So you've got Obedient Dogs by Yewande Omotoso. She's a powerful writer, isn't she?
Very much powerful. And what happens is that with Yewande, she sent me in 3 weeks, because it was already written. She sent me 3 stories, and I chose this one actually, because it was so great. The way it mellows down the whole book beautifully. So, and we talked about it in actually in Zurich, because we were together in Zurich last year at the, with Tando, Koleka Putuma and her at the festival. And then we talked about this with my project. And she said, definitely I'm going to send you something. And I thought, look, this is very, it's wonderful. So she sent me three stories. And I read them all and I loved them all. And I thought, okay, this one, I'm choosing it for this particular Josinoa. Yeah.
And Nta King, I mean, you know, I mean, he's between books. I mean, I know he's beavering away.
Yes.
But his story, Like a Cocked Pistol. And he's such an elegant writer, isn't he?
Actually, one of the best storytellers in terms of language also. Mm. You know, he's got this thing that I admire about him that I would love to do as well with language. Mm. With language, I think, when you read his stories, mm. the language that is there, you feel like, wow. This story can be, you can interpret it in any different way, in any way that you want. So immediately I just asked him to, I told him about the project, and he said, actually, you know what, I'm writing a novel and also some a novella. And I said, okay, I think I'm going to, because it's not, short stories are not my thing, so, but let me try it. And at the moment, he loved this project to such an extent that he just told me, I think 2 weeks ago, that he has now, I think, he's got about 7 stories, which he is about to publish, actually. I think he's going to write 11 or 12 that he's going to publish. So his next project, I think, or the project that he's going to publish is going to be short stories, according to what he told me. Yeah.
Well, he's one of our great writers.
Brilliant.
With that, Gloria Bosman. I mean, it's unexpected, but it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So really, what this is all about, it's Joburg.
Yes.
And it's just different facets of Joburg. But what intrigued me going through this is the amount of people who wrote about crime.
Oh, yes. Actually, it's something that I wanted also to run away from, actually, is that you cannot run away from it when you write about Joburg. You cannot run away from the xenophobia that is happening. Mm-hmm. You cannot run away from, you know, the dilapidated kind of Joburg that used to be, you know, that nostalgic kind of Joburg of the past and the present. So that's what I thought when I was compiling this. I said, okay, of course, Joburg, that's the identity of Joburg. We cannot run away from it, you know. And we cannot run away from the fact that Joburg is lived by anyone from, it's nearer to every boundary around sure. Africa. So everyone, it's a welcoming city mm-hmm. to such an extent that all of us, even those who are, of, like for instance myself, who is born here and others, you know, we are a bit foreigners in the city, you know. We are all foreigners in this city. So I like that. That's how the book, that's how the book is more about, you know.
Yeah. But I mean, what it does in the end is it gives you a wonderful picture of grassroots Joburg in many, many ways. And I mean, these different stories of crime. I mean, Fred Kamalo wrote about crime.
Yes.
And
Lucas Lidwaba as well.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
And but so radically different. I mean, very different. The funniest one I thought definitely was Sifiso Mzolbe.
It was so great, more especially his choice of a character.
Yes.
That's a writer.
Yes.
That's a writer there. And digging, you know, what writers do, humanizing us, you know.
Yes.
So I love that. Yeah.
So I mean, I think this is an absolute gem. I mean, if I was buying this book off the shelf, I would actually keep this book with me in a satchel or a bag. And every time, because people who buy books often go to book events, if I saw Sibongile Fisher at some, I get her to sign it and get everybody to sign this book.
That's a great idea, actually. I think I must promote the book that way. Thank you for giving me that idea. Yeah, because I think one of the best things that has ever happened to me, is that when compiling this, I had an opportunity of reading different noirs, how they've been done around the world. Like, for instance, the Nairobi noir, the, you know, Lagos noir and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So I looked at it and said, okay, what is it that I can do differently with this book, you know, to make it accessible to everyone? So I think I like also the fact that I brought in, like Kanyuma Gubane, for instance, like
Gloria
Bosman, like Sam Mate, to come with a different angle, which is not which is bordered between short storytelling as well as essay, you know, so that when you read those stories, when you read about those essays, you think like, wow, this is the Johannesburg I can share with that.
Yes.
Oh, I once did a train ride, you know. So like, for instance, when I was reading Kanyuma Gwan, I thought, wow, this is exactly, it means that all of us, you know, experience almost the same thing, whether your train comes from the eastern direction into Joburg or from the southwestern direction into Joburg. We experience the same thing. For instance, there was a train coach number two, you know that that's the singing, you know, so you mustn't go into the number three, you know that people are playing cards. So everywhere it's more like it's the identity that people had given this particular culture. So we, the experience is almost the same. So I liked it in the sense that it brought that kind of moment for us. Yeah.
Well, listen, I mean, we are out of time, and yes, I am going to hold you to your offer of making time for me to do a longer recording with you.
Yes.
So I would absolutely love to do this. But I just hope that all of our listeners are thinking, I've got to read about my city, but see it through different eyes and experience different experiences, because I think it is an absolute little treasure. I really and truly do. So congratulations to you.
Thank you, and
let me give all of you the details of the book. It's Joburg Noir. It's edited by Nick and it's published by Pan Macmillan.
No, sorry.
It's not Pan.
Jacana.
Jacana.
Yes.
So Jacana. Why did I think that? Because I'm looking at Jacana.
Oh, yeah, it's Jacana.
So I don't know why that happened. But anyway, it is published by Jacana, and they've done a great job on the cover, and I think the stories are fantastic. So, Nick Plongo, thank you so much, and we will speak.
Thank you very much, Jenny, for inviting me.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.